There's a really big movie out. It's called Frontera. I'm going to tell you what I thought about it later in the show, but right now...
Oh, you don't want him to hear?
Well, he might. He actually might want to hear.
I think he might want to stay on.
I just want to say that I've been posting my reviews early. I'm hoping that Greg and Dave don't look at them. But I
didn't look at them.
But if our guest writer-director Michael Berry wants to look at it, I would not be ashamed at all of him reading my review of this movie. It's called Frontera. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
Thanks for having me. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So, you know, this movie just opened yesterday in theaters here in Phoenix, and it's also, I believe, on iTunes, Video On Demand, all that great stuff.
Yep.
Let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film. Ed Harris plays a former Arizona sheriff whose wife is killed while riding on their ranch property. It would appear that a Mexican man played by Michael Pena illegally crossing into the U.S. is at fault. As the former and the current sheriff search for answers, lives are changed forever. I don't want to reveal too much about the movie, but quite a journey here. So tell us a little bit about how you came up with this story.
The story started with a longtime friend of mine, Luis Molinet, who was born and raised in Douglas, Arizona. And I started making some short films, and he called me up and said, listen, I've been trying to suss out this story about the border. I want to write a story that's based in the border town, you know, between Arizona and Mexico. And he told me a little bit about it, and had written about a 3-page sort of synopsis of it. And we began our talks. And he said, "I want you to direct this. I've seen the way you're telling your other stories." And he goes, "I want to tell this story from both viewpoints, you know, from the Americans and the Mexican." And that's kind of how we got started. So we've been working on it for quite some time. We finally got someone that was willing to foot the bill and let us make the movie. And so then, as everything does, it became a rush job after that. Okay, we have to hurry up and finish the script and get this going. And we got it all together, and we started going after actors. And that's sort of the genesis of the story, I guess, of how it happened anyway.
And, you know, you went after actors. I mean, you got Ed Harris.
I know.
I mean, that is amazing.
I know. And he's exactly who I wanted. I literally wrote that character with him in mind, and we got Ed Harris. It's unbelievable to me, too. Every day that he showed up on set, I was like, Ed Harris is here again. He came again.
You know, he's fantastic in those type of roles.
Appaloosa.
I was thinking of. I love that movie.
Yeah. History of Violence. Awesome.
Yeah, he's just tremendous. You know, I didn't see the movie yet, and I want to actually tonight. But I did see the trailer, and of all the trailers I've seen over the years, this, I never give a thumb up on a trailer. This looks fantastic. It looks suspenseful, dramatic, emotional with a message. This looks like a fantastic movie.
I'm really, really proud of everyone that worked on the movie. I stand by what we did together, and I hope you like it.
Well, you know, we were at the Phoenix Film Festival, and I believe that there was a showing of this, but it
was
sold out immediately.
Yes.
We were unable to get tickets.
Yeah.
I was shocked, even as media, unable to get tickets.
Were you there? Were you aware that it sold out that quickly? I mean, because I'm press, and I showed up immediately when it was opened, and it was gone.
You know what, if I was there, and if I had known that you guys couldn't get in, I would have walked you in somehow. I would have found a way to get you in. I'm so sorry about that. Thanks for coming.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so glad.
It sold out, yeah.
Yeah, and that is just so rare at these things. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when you're in the press, in the media, especially as well-connected as Joseph is, it just, you know, knocked us all for a loop. But then seeing this trailer and hearing about it is just, we are so excited to see it, and we don't mind paying good money for it.
Oh, thanks. I mean, it's an Arizona story. I'm from Arizona originally. That's where I was born and raised. And Louis from Arizona, too. So we're both Arizona natives, so I think maybe that's part of the reason. I have lots of family and relatives, and I'm sure they called all their friends and all their friends' friends and things like that. So I'm partially responsible for it being so full that night, I'm sure.
Well,
sorry about that.
And you know, it was full for a good reason. I'm gonna break with my code here. I'm just going to go ahead and review it right now. This is a fantastically absorbing drama. It addresses a specific subject from a variety of viewpoints. It makes for a universally empathized experience. Needless to say, this is a thumbs up. I mean, Michael, this is your very first feature-length film. It truly is a triumph. You take viewers back and forth across the border with a story about several people whose lives collide into tragedy.
Is this a breakthrough?
No, it's not a breakthrough, but it's very close to one. It's very close to one. It marches through heartache to hope, ending on a note of optimism amidst so much hate and prejudice. Its final moments, and I'm not going to reveal anything here, but its final moments are guaranteed to take your breath away, while the rest will incite interminably moving meditation. Michael, that ending of this movie, just, I mean, I've never experienced anything like that.
I'm so glad you. It's so nice to hear you say that. I mean, of course, that's music to my ears. I mean, it's everything that we hoped, and it was inspired by so much personal experience of Louise and I. You know, the way we grew up. I mean, the characters are based on my relatives and his relatives, and none of the experiences are exactly what happened, but it's all sort of inspired by our family members or our friends or people that we've known. There's a real Miguel. The character of Roy was inspired by my father. There's, you know, the character of Livy was inspired by my mother. I mean, so we have lots of connection to the story ourselves. So we treated it with, you know, very carefully and with, we hoped, great respect. So.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm actually, I split my time between San Diego and Arizona.
Okay.
And I've born, raised California girl. But, you know, even though this story is so intertwined with Arizona, I would think that it would, from what I've seen, I think it would play well on any of the border communities, especially, and other places too. I mean, the border, La Frontera, is such a huge hot topic right now throughout the country. Are you going to be, you know, really putting it out nationwide?
I hope so. I mean, I was delighted. The film actually premiered in Guadalajara, Mexico, and, you know, 800 Spanish-speaking people, you know, watched it and gasped and laughed and cried at all the right places. And I would love it to be in San Diego. Obviously, very much a border town, Tijuana and in Texas, mm-hmm. and all the border towns, New Mexico, all of them. I would love for it to be, you know, all over the place. I live in New York now, strangely enough. I'm all the way out in New York, and I would like it to play there. It is actually in New York right now, and I would like it to spread out as much as possible. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, whether it be Tennessee or even in Illinois, Indiana, I know people in Wisconsin, there are Latinos and people who are first generation here, people who are really, truly touched by this throughout this country. And I think especially if you can bring it out within the border states, the word is just going to spread like wildfire.
That's our hope. That's the aim, and I from your mouth to God's ears, I really hope that does happen. I'd love for this film to get out there. And
yeah, and I was trying to tell Dave what to see, and you know, I try not to show my hand since I see the movies earlier, and I didn't want to tell Dave to see this, you know, specifically because it was so wonderful. But I was kind of like leaning in that direction, wasn't I, Dave?
Oh, you definitely were leaning that direction. But I got to tell you, when I saw this trailer, I knew this is a fantastic movie, and I never say that about trailers, but I could tell, and. I want to see it tonight. It's out here. Where is it at?
I believe it's at Scottsdale. Is it at the Harkins Camel View, I believe.
I think that's right, yeah.
And Harkins. I'll tell you, you know, when I arrived I arrived right before the show. And, you know, Dave came to the airport, picked me up as we headed into the studio. And, yes, we were talking about the Identicals because he'd seen the movie. And, uh-huh. you know, we were talking about that because I'm a big Elvis fan. But then the very next thing out of his mouth was, oh, but what we've got to see tonight is Frontera.
Yeah.
He said that I was so moved and so engrossed in that trailer that it's a must-see. I'm giving it a thumbs up just by the trailer, which amazed me because he's never done that I can remember.
Wow. Yeah, and now, wow. Well, I'd love to hear what you guys think of the movie after you see it. I really would. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope you do.
From Joseph's glowing remarks, I really am sure we will.
Yes. And, you know, I'm curious, though. It wasn't filmed at all in Arizona, was it?
No. You know what? I went all over Douglas, Arizona, and was even taken around by this woman named Kelly, who's a mountain lion tracker. Her and her dad are mountain lion trackers, and they showed Luis and I all these different locations. We found every location in Douglas, Arizona, and along that border town, and got the okay from the border guards, and who were really great to us. And then the producers came and said, "We've got a 25% tax break to take this to New Mexico. We need you to fly out there and see if you can find the locations. And if you can, we need to do it there." And I was very sad because I wanted to shoot it in Arizona, but the fact is that filmmakers, where you know, at my level, where the budget level that we were at, I needed to do it in New Mexico, and we were able to find good locations. And that's something that I would love to see change in Arizona, because I would have loved to have made the film in Arizona.
Yeah,
New Mexico was a fantastic experience. There was crew there, everyone was great. But I, you know, I'm from Arizona, and I wanted to make it there, but I wasn't able to because there was too much of a tax incentive that drew us away. So I will say that.
Yeah, well, and it did look, you picked some great settings out there in New Mexico, and, you know, definitely, I could have, it fooled me. I could have swore that it was Arizona.
I was very careful because you know, we needed to find more foliage than what normally there is in New Mexico. It's very flat and kind of barren in lots of areas, but we found this area that had enough of it that could double as the areas in, you know, Douglas, so it worked out.
Do they have saguaros there?
No, I thought about placing a few in some of the shots. Not really. I needed some of those in there. People are going to be watching for those now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, during the week, this is a very political station, by and large. And hopefully maybe there's some people that will kind of get active in this and just say, hey, you know, we're looking at trying to draw businesses and all this. And sometimes the taxes, that makes the huge difference, you know. And look at what could have brought so much notoriety in a good way to Arizona and the border.
There's just so much beauty and opportunity in Arizona. I just think that every film should be shot there. I mean, it's such a beautiful, and you know, you drive an hour and a half and you're up in the mountains and it's a completely different landscape. And I think there's so much opportunity and so many reasons to shoot a film in Arizona. And I just would like to see that happen more often.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, maybe some of the powers that be are listening, and we can work on something like that. But
I hope so. It's such a great place to be. I hope so.
Well, you know, Michael Berry, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And before we let you go, are you working on anything else?
I am. I just finished production on a new film called Stuck. That's about six people who get stuck on a New York City subway.
Oh, interesting.
And it's actually a musical film, believe it or not.
Nice. We love those.
Oh, yes.
We you know what? We've got to have you back on for that show, and we'll do a whole show wrapped around that. We'll play all the songs from the movie.
I would love to do that. That's a deal.
Now,
I'd love
this
to
is
do that.
A total aside. What part of New York?
What part of New York do I live in?
Yeah.
I live in Tappan, New York. I lived in the city for years and years, but I just needed to, I'm from Arizona. I needed to move away.
Gotcha.
So I needed some more space. So I moved out about 15 miles north. Uh-huh. This little village called Tappan, and that's where I've got my kids and my wife, and I redid a little ranch house out there, and that's where we live.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I love upstate, and I love the country around there, but I also love New York City. I'm sorry, my heart has always got a piece of it there.
No, I love New York, too, but I love it now that I can drive away from it. I can drive into it and love it and then drive away from it when I'm finished.
I never want to leave the city when I'm there.
Oh, you don't?
No, I love it.
No, I was there for years and years, and I lived in this city for a long time, and I know the, you know, the highways and byways and the subways and stuff, and I do love it, but I like it better now that I can leave when it's time to go.
And if you're going to raise a family, I'm sorry,
with my kids and stuff, exactly.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see that too, because I think that leaves open so many. I'm just picturing when I see in a subway car. I'm just picturing.
You know what?
It came out really great.
It came out really great. We've got some great actors in it. There's Giancarlo Esposito he was in Breaking Bad.
He was Gus.
Yeah, and Amy Madigan, I got her to do another film with me. She's in it. She's amazing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Arden Cho, she's on Teen Wolf. A guy named Omar Chaparro, who is actually very kind of famous in Mexico. He's sort of the Jack Black of Mexico.
Oh,
wow.
Well, you know, so
yeah,
you know.
And the singer Ashanti is in it.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to do a show wrapped all around that.
Yeah.
We'll play your music. We'll have you on again. Magnolia Pictures, they have my email address. Make sure you get it from them. Again, please stay in touch. We'd love to have you on the show. And if you're ever in Phoenix, we'd love to have you in studio.
Definitely.
I'd love to do that. Okay,
that would
thanks,
be good.
Guys.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Hey,
everyone,
thanks for bringing some attention to Frontera, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll continue. In fact, once I see it, I will write a review, too, as well. Michael Berry,
thank you
so much.
Everyone go out and check out Frontera.